Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
All right, no way to segue from our top story to the top story for the Braves other than to tell you Travis d'Arnaud is on a heater. And I hope we don't affect that heater because he's kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Travis, we appreciate the time. I'd ask you how you are, but I kind of know the answer.
I'm doing good. Just kind of riding this wave out and just having fun winning more than anything.
Now, I don't typically ask questions in interviews I already know the answer to, but I feel pretty confident. I'm going to do it anyway for fun. Did you ever hit 5 home runs in a Little League season in an 8
no.
at-bat span?
In a season?
No, in an 8 at-bat span. Yeah.
No. Heck no.
What's the closest to this in an 8 or 10 at-bat span? You're like, oh, my God, the ball is flying off my bat that you've ever had before.
Maybe I've done it before, but they were all singles or they were lineouts. You know, it's wild that I'm getting rewarded with home runs. Just trying to do the same thing I've always done.
So last night I really appreciated, and this is going to be an old school reference for some of the young Brave fans, there was some Carlton Fisk, which is simpatico for the catcher. You were trying to keep that ball fair last night. Like when you're in the middle of a heater, that happens. Otherwise, if you were one for your last 18, that ball goes foul.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it was cool. That was wild. Off the bat, it looked like it was going to stay true, and that little hop I was doing, just making sure to not go too far in case it went foul. And fortunately for me, it hit off that foul pole.
There's a little bit being made about, and he wasn't even expecting to play every day, maybe once, you know, behind plate every 4 or 5 days, and now it's every day. You're a major league ball player, and you've been a catcher in the bigs for like 10 years. Is that a big deal that you were anticipating being a backup, but now you're in the lineup every night?
No, not at all. I mean, me and Murph do such a great job together. A two-headed monster is better than one. Last year at this time of the year, he was picking me up when I was going through my little IL stint. So we have each other's back at all times, and I'm here to do whatever the team needs and to try to win every single series.
All right, Travis, you're a great teammate. I can hear that from your teammates, and you guys have this great relationship inside the clubhouse. But you said on the MLB Network, Marcelo Zuna, about 4 or 5 days ago, did something to help you, whether it was with your swing or your ABs, and now all of a sudden you've gone on this heater. What did he do?
You know, if other players and other scouts weren't listening, I would say it to a full extent, but to sum it up, it was basically I was lunging. I was losing my lower half, and it was causing a lot of issues in my upper half. And for me, I'm normally a handsy guy, so I immediately thought it was my upper body was the issue, but everything was stemming from my lower half. And he helped me realize that and was able to show me visually with everything, and it's been working, I'll tell you that.
All right, so last night, let's talk Bryce Elder, because I'll admit, the first inning, I got spooked by all the traffic. Tell me what you were seeing out there on the mound, because he acted like he just kept throwing the next pitch and got out of the inning and no runs, and the team went from there.
Yeah, he was his normal self, where he's always calm, cool, and collected. Obviously, being a contact pitcher versus a strikeout pitcher, you know you're going to give up a string of hits in a row. So for him to kind of know who he is and to just stay calm and trust in the defense behind him, he was able to get out of that first inning. And then from there, he went on a roll. I'm pretty sure the next three innings, he threw 10 pitches each inning, just attacking guys and not being scared of contact. I know strikeouts and everything are sexy, but that game is equally as beautiful. It's a totally different game, but it's a part of baseball that I don't think people should forget or shy away from. It keeps your whole team involved. Everybody's on their toes and ready to make plays for you. And It's fun having him on the mound too, because like everybody's involved and everybody picks each other up for making great plays. And that's what happened yesterday.
I will add, that was a 2-hour and 17-minute game, to your point, right? Not a lot of deep counts, a lot of contact. Yeah. And yeah, it was a quick one. Travis d'Arnaud is with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson and Hobson newsmaker line. What is your routine in the middle of a run when things are going well? How superstitious are you, and how will you continue to do those same things leading up to game times?
I do the same thing every series. You know, if I'm doing well, if I'm doing bad, I try to be the same all the time. I was fortunate enough to play with guys like David Wright, guys like Curtis Granderson, who if they were struggling, they just stayed the same the whole time. There's no need to get too high, no need to get too low. So my routine is first day of the series, hit on the field, second day, hit off a machine, and just keep doing that, keep trusting the process. I know right now I'm hot, but it's only game 22. You know, I got to keep going. It's a really long season, and hopefully we play through October into November, and to have the goals associated with that versus this cool little stint that I've done over the last few days, I think is more important.
How does 35-year-old Travis d'Arnaud's body feel after catching 9 innings as opposed to 25-year-old? How discernibly different is it?
You know, to be honest, this one knee catching is helping a lot. I think back in the day, being on two knees all the time, especially in high pressure situations, like when runners get on, it was a lot more taxing on my body. Where now it's not nearly as close to taxing on my body. So, you know, I get sore still, but fortunately for me and for everybody on the team, we have a great training staff that helps us recover and helps us focus on recovering. And I feel good. I mean, like I said, we're 20 games in. It's a long way to go. But as long as I stick with my routine and focus on recovery, I should be okay.
All right, we're going to play. It's on the internet. It has to be true. In high school, someone threw you a pitch that hit the dirt 3 feet in front of home plate. You hit a blind drive to the outfield base hit anyway and earned the nickname Cricket. Is that accurate or not?
That's accurate. That was a double to right center. It bounced, and I hit a double to right center.
Well, the internet is true in this case.
All right. Well, you have validated the internet then. That's good.
Yeah. Travis, run me through your pitchers now. I'm curious, who is the starter who talks the most between innings to you?
Max, just because, you know, he has 6 different pitches. So we talk about everything. You know, what do I see from him that day? What does he feel that day? What do we see from each hitter that day? What do we see with his mechanics? What do we see with his thoughts? Just every little thing we talk about, just so when he's on the mound, he feels the most comfortable and is ready to get people out.
Charlie strikes me as he doesn't say a word.
Me and Charlie talk. He does such a great job on scouting that he knows how to get every type and style of hitter out. So for him, it's just stay calm, laugh, joke. If I see something small, maybe mention something small, but he knows what he's doing, and I just try to, and me and Murph just try to keep him in a good mood.
Has Sale shaken you off? Because he claims he hasn't shaken off a catcher since like high school. And does he scare you when he gets emotionally out of whack?
The only time he's shaken off is when we ask him to shake off. So no, he hasn't shaken off. As far as the emotional stuff you said, you know, we're still learning him. We've only caught him like 4 games during the regular season. Obviously, spring training is spring training, but when you get the real lights on, we've really only caught him 4 times. So we're still learning him. I do like what I see, though. He's got a lot more fastball command than I think I ever thought he had. And that slider, I mean, 2,500 career strikeouts. That slider has a lot to do with it. That thing's nasty. It's hard for me to catch sometimes. Like, I have to dive to catch the ball sometimes. It moves so late, and it's so nasty. And another thing he has that's kind of an equalizer is his changeup. It's gross, and I don't think people realize how gross that pitch is, especially when he's got 96, 97 in his back pocket as well.
Travis d'Arnaud with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson and Hobson newsmaker line. You've talked a lot about the chemistry in that clubhouse. You've talked about joking around in-game, in innings with Olsen. You've talked about the way everybody gets along. Some claim people make too much about that. Other teams think, God, I wish I had the Brave chemistry. So try to lay that out to the listener, how important it is, that group you guys have for 6 months together.
It's something that I've learned from Alex, actually. It's when you have good people and good vibes going on, it makes the lulls a lot shorter because everybody's rooting for each other. Everyone's trying to pick each other up. Everyone has each other's back. So it makes the lulls a lot shorter. And over 180, 190 games, that's very important. You know, you want to show up to work every day with a smile. You actually want to be there. And to have people around you and be surrounded by people who always make you feel good and make you laugh, even if you're joking around. You know, it's definitely a game changer in a season and in a sport that's played every single day. It's very, very hard.
So a lot of your teammates have pointed to you as the guy who would make the great manager when he's done playing. Is that something you're interested in?
You know, I wish it was as simple as an answer that I could give you right now, but that's a conversation that is with my family, with my wife, my kids, you know, my dad, my mom, my nephews. You know, that's a longer conversation than I can just give a quick yes or no.
So, Guillaume on the roster now, the beard game, the facial hair, up and down, man, very strong. You take pride in that? You're kind of an OG in that?
Yes, yes. I'm an OG because it took me 30 years to finally attach my mustache to my goatee. I'm very proud of my beard.
I know what that's like. Yeah. You know. But before we let you go, Travis, we were talking about this before you came on, that you've settled in here. And for a guy who's bounced around a lot of places, do you sense, like, there's a love affair. The fans love Travis d'Arnaud. He's on a World Series champion. He was a starting catcher for that team. You've now been here 5 years. Do you sense your place that when you retire, you'll come back, celebrate that championship team and hopefully more as an Atlanta Brave? What does that mean to you?
Yes, I envision that happening. I have a bottle of Louis XIII ready for whenever that happens to share with the guys. It's something that I'll never forget, and I'm sure this city will never forget. Nothing that any player on that team or any coach, any staff member, any front office person, any owner will forget. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to be a part of it. And I'm really looking forward to that day whenever they re-celebrate the 2021 World Series champs.
All right. This is really personal stuff. I mean, not going to talk about your 1099 too much, but if you look at career earnings, and against the backdrop of you're thankful and every major leaguer makes good money, et cetera, but you've been able to finally have that sort of exhale, like, okay, this is not a one-year deal, and it's not just for minimum-ish money. Since you've come to Atlanta, this has been a like the real sort of financial exhale, maybe, is a way to put it.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. I think when you get to a certain point where you don't have to worry about getting food on the table for your kids or worry about making sure they're in a bed and have clothes on their back, I think is a very big comfort, and I'm grateful and thankful that this game has given me an opportunity to supply that for my family. Another thing that's tough to give is time, and I'm grateful that I'm able to give my time to this city and to this organization to help not only myself, but any young kid, any older guy, just to make them smile, make them feel good, and hopefully brighten up their day. But from a financial standpoint, I'm just grateful and thankful, and never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be where I'm at today.
Venmo me like 10 or 15 bucks.
Oh, hush. I'm
working radio.
He's got to go catch a major league game.
Not the same. Travis, continued success. Love watching what's happened here late. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate good talking to you.
Yeah, it was fun. Travis d'Arnaud, Braves catcher. 5 home runs in 8 at bats. He's quite the heater. Now, if that gets ruined tonight, it's our fault. I can't live with that. He needs to go yard tonight, just so we're not blamed for any of this stuff. What if he hits 2 tonight? Does he come on tomorrow? Oh, if he hits 2 tonight, tomorrow same time. That's what we look forward to. You'll get to hear Travis and the Braves go at it tonight. Game 2 of 3 with the Fish at 7:20 here on The Fan.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.